Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Daniels, A.G. Palmer, Sunnyside, Kooranbong, New South Wales, Australia. June 28, 1897. Portions of this letter are published in VSS 126, 8MR 285. Dear Brethren Daniels and Palmer, I have been hoping to see Brother Haskell, but as I have not had any conversation with him, I cannot tell the decision he may have come to. But I will say that I cannot discern the wisdom of breaking him off in his Bible studies in behalf of the students, to go to any place. The Lord has placed him here for the present. I was in great perplexity and distress of mind to know what we should do. W.C. White was away, and the cruel work of Lawrence and Shannon and the apostasy of McCulloch and Hawkins had grieved me to the soul. The outlook was very discouraging, but the Lord gave light and revealed to me that in the emergency, His providence had brought us help through His servants Elder Haskell and Sister Heard Haskell. He would work through him. He would put His words in his lips and use him to His name's glory to diffuse light and to open the Scriptures to minds that were in darkness. I have no light to direct His course in leaving the work here for other places. He is needed right here, and His work is just what the Lord has appointed and what the students need just at this time. Things are constantly arising that need to be repressed. Ideas are advanced that will lead into false paths. Everything must be closely guarded. Here are 60 students who need to be educated. Very important is the work to be done. Much has been said, and too much cannot be said in regard to Bible education in our schools. The Bible is to be presented as the lesson book. I have seen that infidel sentiments would be brought from our schools where infidel authors are placed in the hands of the students. Sentiments will be expressed in regard to Scripture statements that are directly infidel and will open the way for the students, if but one chance is given them, to put a construction on the Scriptures that will lead to unbelief and infidelity. Brethren Hughes and Haskell have to watch closely and counterwork every jot and tittle of this kind of instruction. The management of church affairs is no small affair. Everything must be done properly. No haphazard work must be left to slip through. The Lord has given me special messages to the church assembled on the last two Sabbaths. Last Sabbath I had a very solemn message. I spoke from Matthew 12, verse 31 to 37. The sin of foolish talk is common among those who claim to believe the most solemn truths ever given to our world. Because of this commonplace, frivolous talk, the Spirit of the Lord is grieved away. Improper conversation is the reason of such a lack of faith and power among the people of God. Their piety is weak, and there is no spiritual growth. We then had a testimony meeting, and many testimonies were born. We certainly had the good Spirit of the Lord in our midst. I wish to state that I cannot see light in your leaving at this special time for Western Australia. You can see in Saturday's Daily Telegraph the notice of the meeting of the Council of Churches in Sydney to bring around that which they have hitherto been unable to accomplish, the recognition of God in the government of the nation. Now is our time to work. Leaflets and periodicals, giving plain warning, should be scattered everywhere. I think meetings should be held in halls to see if the matter cannot be presented so as to let in light. I cannot say much, but I say this much. Know that you do know that now is the time to leave for Western Australia when there are important issues to be urged upon the people. I do not think that we are one half awake. We are not doing one half what we ought to do and should have been doing right along for months. True, something has been done, but much more is required to be done. Brother Wilson has had another attack of bleeding, but prayer was offered on his behalf, and he declares that the soreness is removed. He proposes to go to Hobart and work carefully. Then if you do not go to Western Australia, Brother Daniels might perhaps spend a few days in Hobart. But the one great burden now is to work earnestly to let light shine upon the people, for they are working ignorantly. Much should have been done that has not been done. If Brother Palmer could, after a little, go to Western Australia, why could he not give instruction upon the canvassing work and spend more time than it is possible for you, Brother Daniels, to give them? The work and interests here demand most earnest work, mingled with faith and prayer. In much haste,